Energy can be generated from wastewater in different forms, including biogas through anaerobic sludge digestion, biosolids incineration, heat recovery from wastewater with higher temperatures based on heat exchange, and electricity generation based on microbial fuel cells for hydrogen fuel production. The most commonly used energy recovery approach is biogas generation from anaerobic digestion of sludge. Biogas in the form of methane can be generated through the anaerobic digestion of sludge. This is effective for large wastewater treatment plants and can generate sufficient energy that can significantly offset the energy demand of the facility. Anaerobic digestion is a biological process where acid and methane-forming bacteria degrade organic matter in the absence of oxygen at a higher temperature to produce biogas. In some climates, the digester may be heated up to achieve the high temperature requirement for effective digestion. How an aerobic digester works. Anaerobic digestion consists of two major steps, usually in two tanks. In the first tank, incoming sludge from primary and secondary sedimentation tanks are continuously mixed and heated up to accelerate biological degradation. In the second tank, the mixture is allowed to undergo further digestion with no mixing and heating. This step allows solids separation, where the supernatant may return to the treatment train and the settled sludge is thickened, dewatered, and dried for disposal. Anaerobic digestion generates a mix of methane, carbon dioxide, and water. Anaerobic digestion is a technologically simple process with low energy requirements compared to aerobic digestion, where oxygen has to be pumped continuously. In order to improve reactor efficiency and economic feasibility of anaerobic digestion, co-digestion is recommended. Co-digestion involves the addition of high organic and nitrogen content waste, such as livestock waste, garden waste, and food waste, to increase biogas yield.